प्रभु बारा जो प्रभु बारा भक्ति विघ्न विनाशक श्री लक्ष्मी नरसिंह देव भगवान की भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की श्री प्रभुपाद की। हरे कृष्ण। अभी हिंदी में प्रवचन होगा यहाँ पर, जिन भक्तों ने इसका हिंदी अनुवाद सुन जो हिंदी अनुवाद सुनना चाहते हैं कृपया नीचे भक्ति वेदांत हॉल पे जाए। धन्यवाद। हरे कृष्ण। अभी प्रभु जी का क्लास यहाँ पर इंग्लिश में होगा, इसका हिंदी अनुवाद नीचे भक्ति वेदांत हॉल में ट्रांसलेशन होगा। कृपया जो लोग हिंदी अनुवाद सुनना चाहते हैं कृपया नीचे भक्ति वेदांत हॉल पे जाए। थैंक यू। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण।
परम करुण परम
परम करुणा बहुदुई जाननीताई गौरचंद्र पर सब अवतार तार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंद सब अवतार तार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंद म भजो भजो भाई चैतन्य निताई सुदृढ़ विश्वास कोरी। भजो भजो भाई चैतन्य निताई सुदृढ़ विश्वास कोरी। विषय छाड़िया तेरा से माजिया मुखे बोलो हरी हरी। विषय छाड़िया विषय छाड़िया तेरा से मजिया मुखे बोलो हरी हरी। देखो रे भाई त्रिभुवने नाई ए मनो दयाल दाता। देखो रे भाई त्रिभुवने नाई ए मनो दयाल दाता। पशु पाकी जूरे पाषाण विदारे सुनि जार गुण गाथा। पशु पाखी जूरे पाषाण विदारे सुनि जार गुण गाथा। संसारे मजिया रोहिलो पड़िया से पदे नहीं को आशा। अपन करामा भुंजाए समाना कह ये लोचन दास। परम करुणा बहु दुई जाना निताई गौरचंद्र। परम करुणा बहु दुई जाना निताई गौरचंद्र। जय गौरनिताई 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 जय गौरनिताई। जयो राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे। जय प्रभु पादा प्रभु पादा प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति त्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनात्पहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिनि गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी हे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. I'd like to welcome all of you to today's Sunday feast program. This is an opportunity for all of us to collectively glorify Krishna, His holy name, His qualities, His pastimes. Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he explains that the purpose why we are creating different centers all over the world is to provide people an opportunity to hear and chant about the glories of the Lord. This is the prime responsibility of the living entity in the human form of life, to glorify Krishna. Because through that process of glorification, one's heart becomes purified. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Kuryaudai. Love of Krishna is present in the heart of every living being. It is dormant. Just like previous times when you would light fire with wood, so you have to fan it. When you fan the fire becomes ablaze. Because nowadays you have electric lighters, so it doesn't work like that. But the example is valid. Similarly, this fire of Krishna consciousness which is now dormant, it's not fully exhibited, has to be fanned. And the process of fanning is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. And by regularly hearing and chanting about the Lord, one's heart becomes purified. And then one can remember Krishna constantly. And then ultimately one can experience the joy of seeing Krishna within the core of his heart. As is explained by Lord Brahma in Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunatharupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. This verse from Brahma Samhita explains that one whose eyes are anointed with the ointment of love of God, he can see the Shyam Sundar within the core of his heart. Krishna is there in every heart. But we have other friends also, like Mr. Lust, Mr. Greed, and Mr. Anger, Anarthas. Because of the presence of so many unwanted impurities, we are not able to perceive the presence of Krishna. But by the process of hearing and chanting, this hearing and chanting can be compared to the ointment. This gives the ointment of love of God, by which you can see Krishna, not only within the heart, in everything. You can see Krishna in the deity, you see Krishna in pure devotee, you see Krishna in the tree, you see Krishna in the air, in the sky, in the fan, in the sound system, in the water. That is the stage of perfect Krishna consciousness. Perfect Krishna consciousness means to perceive the presence of Krishna every moment, everywhere, at all times, in every living being. Actually, Krishna is there everywhere. But one can feel his presence in proportion to one's purification of heart. Krishna explains in the Gita, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Cha Mai Pashyati. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, he is never lost to me, nor am I ever lost to him. One who sees Krishna in everything and sees everything in Krishna, he is a perfect devotee. The remembrance of Krishna can be awakened by chanting the holy name and also by understanding through the Shastra how Krishna is spread all throughout by his multifarious energies in every living being, in everything. It is explained that Prabhasmi Shashi Suryayo. Krishna says, I am the light of the sun and the moon. Rasoham Aptu Kaunteya. I am the taste of water. I am the light of the fire. I am the strength of the strong. I am the intelligence of the intelligent. In other words, everything which is special is coming from Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness, to attribute everything to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. Once when devotee came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I surrender everything to Krishna. Prabhupada smiled and said, what do you have to surrender? Everything already belongs to Krishna. Just like if, you know, you have come to this beautiful temple and if before leaving you tell the manager that I am surrendering this sofa for the temple or I am surrendering this sound system. Everything belongs to Krishna. In a higher sense, if you see, the whole world is a property of God. The whole world is a big temple. But people are forgetting the deity and they are after the property. Just like Ravan, he wanted Sita. He didn't want Lord Ramchandra with Sita. He wanted the energy of the Lord. So everybody wants Lakshmi, but they don't want Narayan. That is the problem. You know, in Hindi they sing, you know, sab kuch sukha sampati gharai, you know. I get some sukha, some happiness. They say everything is yours, but then I want sukha sampati. Sab kuch hai tera, sirf checkbook mera, you know. Jai Jagadish. Everything, they say mentally everything belongs to Krishna. What is the test? If you say everything belongs to Krishna, if you lose it, you will not feel bewildered. If you say everything belongs to God and Krishna takes it away, then you don't feel anything, lamentation. In the 12th chapter, Krishna explains the symptoms of his devotee. And he explains that devotee is one who is equi-minded in happiness, distress, loss or gain, heat or cold. A devotee is equi-minded in everything because he sees Krishna. When he sees the weather is very cold, he says, oh, Krishna is created in this cold. The Himalayas, the ice is coming from Krishna. And when it's very hot in the month of May, Krishna is embracing me in the form of heat. I may not like it, but it is Krishna. My senses may not like. Srila Prabhupada was once talking to some devotees. And he said, you are thinking you are sitting on this earth, but I am thinking I am sitting in Krishna's lap. This earth is like Krishna's lap. When the wind is blowing, a devotee thinks it's Krishna embracing. Krishna consciousness means just to see Krishna in everywhere. We may not like the thing, but we like the person who is sending it. And because Krishna is lovable, and Krishna is the only object of love, anything that comes from Krishna is also lovable. This is the way to perceive things from a transcendental vision. Material vision means to see things, I like this, I don't like this. But spiritual perspective is, everything belongs to Krishna. So all I have to do is just surrender to Krishna by chanting His holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because in Krishna's presence, in the remembrance of Krishna, we see everything as perfect. Srila Prabhupada says, even drinking water, somebody is drinking water, is remembering Krishna. Krishna says, I am the taste of water. Just by drinking water, I think everybody drinks water. So whenever we drink water, we remember this is Krishna. Prabhupada says, if you just remember like this, you will become pure devotee. Even if somebody is a drunkard who is drinking, I don't recommend it, but if somebody is already drinking, and with every sip or every bottle, he is remembering, ah, this taste is Krishna. So one day he will become very great devotee. It's a long process. It's not the general process. So one should try to see Krishna everywhere. And that becomes possible by chanting sincerely. Just now we were singing this song by Lochandas Thakur. It's one of the favorite songs of Srila Prabhupada. Parama Karuna Pahudui Jana Nitai Gaurachandra. That these two lords, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are most merciful. Sabavatara Sara Shiromani. They are the essence of all avatars, the topmost of all avatars. Sara Shiromani, mani means jewel and crest jewel. Shiromani, the best of all the jewels. And that is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Why? Kevala Ananda Kanda. Because the process which they are giving is joyful. It is simply joyful. It is simply chanting, dancing and feasting. Chanting Hare Krishna, everybody likes. Dancing is very easy, joyful, and prasadam needs no preaching. So, chanting, dancing and feasting. Actually, lecture is not there among the three important things. But this is just the lecture. Becomes visible. So, presently, in ignorance, we are not able to see things properly. But when the sun of Krishna's holy name rises in the heart, it illuminates from within and without. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as here, Sabavatara Sara Shiromani, is the essence of all avatars. Because all other avatars are wonderful, great. But Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they are the supreme. The other avatars, Lord appears to kill the demons, protect his devotees. But in the other avatars, Lord does not distribute his love so magnanimously. Lord Narasimhadev comes and kills Hiranyakashipu. He just pierces with his nails, open heart surgery. You know. But he does not get love for God. Varadev kills Hiranyaksha, but there is no Hiranyaksha. Jagai and Madhai, we see this painting here, where Jagai and Madhai, they get love for God, which the Brahmins in Navadvip did not get. What was the qualification? The qualification was, actually, no qualification. Madhai tried to kill Lord Nityananda, and he gets the highest benediction, which is rare for Brahma and Shiva. Can you imagine the greatest gift for trying to kill, attack the Supreme Lord? That is the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why it is said here that this avatar is the most merciful. The process is joyful. Bhajo bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nitai. Oh my brothers, bhajo means serve or worship Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Sudrida vishwas kori. Have faith. What is that faith? Have that complete faith that Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they will deliver me. They are the most merciful, most magnanimous. Vishaya chhadiya serase majiya. Give up vishaya. Vishaya means desire for sense gratification. And se rasa majiya. Taste that ras. Mukhe bolo hari hari. By chanting the name hari hari. She chants so loudly that hari hari. See, the name hari means one who steals. He steals away all inauspiciousness, all miseries, all sinful reaction and all sinful desires. So if you want any of these things to remain, then do not chant the name of Hari. But if you want to be free from all these things, then loudly chant Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
The name Hari, it is said, Vedecha, Ramayana, Chaiva, Itihasa, Purana. There are 4 Vedas, 18 Upanishads, 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas. And all of these collectively are included in the 2-syllable Hari Hari. So one should always remember the name of Hari, the panacea, solution to all problems. Just remember Hari, no more worry, just Hari. Because the name of Hari is the supreme. Why there's anxiety in this world? Because we forget Hari, Krishna. Krishna is my best friend. The mukhe bolo hari hari. Lochandas Thakur says, mukhe bolo hari hari. Dekho ore bhai tribhuvane nai. In the 3 worlds, upper planetary system, lower planetary system, middle planetary system, emono dayala data. There is nobody as magnanimous as Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. They are the most magnanimous. Pashupaki jure pashana vidure. Even the animals. There's one painting here where you see the animals, they are also taking part in kirtan. When Lord Chaitanya was on his way to Vrindavan, he passed by the forest of Jharkhand. And he was traveling with his assistant, whose name was Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And Lord Chaitanya was passing through the forest, and he saw one tiger sleeping. If you are passing by the road and you see a tiger sleeping, what will you do? You'll take a U-turn. What to speak of tiger, even dog. Especially if you are early morning, sometimes you are going on a motorcycle, the dog wants to lovingly come after you, chase you. It's very risky. And tiger means, the tiger was sleeping and Balabhadra was afraid, but Lord Chaitanya went and slapped the tiger and said, chant Hari, Hari. And the tiger started chanting Hari, Hari. Not in rat voice, but in tiger voice. Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
The tiger was chanting the name of Hari. That is the power of the Lord. And then later on, not only tiger, there were deers and boar, and all the animals were chanting Hari, Hari. They were collectively glorifying Radha and Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. They were kissing each other, embracing each other. Can you imagine deer and tiger embracing each other? Have you seen? Generally, when the deer sees the tiger, it runs away because it's fearful of the tiger. The tiger sees the deer and thinks, Mahaprasade Govinde. My food has come. But here, tiger, deer embracing each other. So this shows that the holy name is what can unite everybody. And finally, Lochandas Thakur says, Sansare Majiya Rohile Padiya. He says actually, Pashana Vidure, even stone will melt. Sometimes we are chanting Hare Krishna for many years, and our heart is still conditioned. We think, when will I become purified? My heart is so hard, it is like stone or like steel, steel framed. But Lochandas Thakur says, have patience, that even stone will melt. By the power of the holy name, even a stone will melt. If you go to Vrindavan, there are some places in Nandagram, there is one place called Charan Pahadi, where you will find Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna was standing and he played his flute and the rock melted and the lotus feet of Lord Krishna are still visible there. So by the power of the holy name, by the power of the flute of Krishna, even stone can melt. You have to be patient. You have to be patient. And finally he says, Sansare Majiya Rohilo Podiya. He is condemning himself. He says, I have no attraction for the holy name. I have no love for Lord Gauranga and Nityananda. So Yamaraj is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted to this movement, the movement of the holy name. So today, I would like to discuss something about the prayers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called the Shikshashtak prayers. These prayers are very important because these are the only only verses which are composed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are available in written form. Through Sanatana Goswami and through Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya gave a lot of instructions which are recorded also. But personally, Lord Chaitanya composed these 8 verses called the Shikshashtakam verses. These 8 verses give us insight into the realm of pure devotional service. Especially, they bring one from the lowest level of Krishna consciousness to the highest level. So with the blessings of Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, and blessings of all the assembled devotees, and Radha Gopinath, I will try to make some attempt to discuss on the basis of Srila Prabhupada's translation of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he describes the 8 verses which are called the Shikshashtakam. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. This was in a place called Gambhira. In Jagannath Puri, the place where Lord Chaitanya was staying was called Gambhira. Very small room. Some of you have been to Puri might have seen this place. Very, very small room, and you still find Lord Chaitanya's shoes which he was using and his kamandal still there. So there Lord Chaitanya was surrounded by his intimate associates like Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, and Lord Chaitanya was relishing the highest stages of Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna in the mood of separation. One day he started speaking to Ramananda Rai. Lord Chaitanya said, Harshe Prabhu Kahena Shuna Sarup Ram Rai Nama Sankirtana Kalo Parama Upay. He said, my dear Sarup Damodar and my dear Ramananda Rai, know from me that Nama Sankirtan Kalo Parama Upay, that the chanting the holy names is the most feasible means in this age of Kali. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nama Haite Hai Sarva Jagata Uddhar. In this age of Kali, the Lord has advented himself in the form of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada explains that the name Krishna is non-different from Krishna. In this material world, if one just simply repeats water, 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 that will not satisfy his thirst to drink water. Because water, the name water, is different from water. But in the absolute realm, Advaita Tattva, the absolute nature of the absolute truth, is that the name Krishna is non-different from Krishna, from the person Krishna. So when we chant Hare Krishna, the Lord Krishna is appearing on our tongue. Even though we may not be able to perceive it, the Hare Krishna mantra means Hare is addressed to Radharani and Krishna is the Supreme Lord Krishna. So Hare Krishna means Radharani and Gopinath, they are appearing on our tongue. And yet, sometimes we fall asleep. It's very displeasing to the Lord. Just like some guest comes to your home, you open the door, you call him in and then you go to sleep. How will the guest feel? So you are opening the door by chanting Hare Krishna. And as soon as Krishna appears, sometimes we fall asleep. So devotee should be conscious, as Lord Chaitanya is saying here, that Nama Sankirtan is the most important thing. Sankirtan Yagye Kalau Krishna Aradhana. The way to worship Krishna in this age of Kali is by the holy name. Seito Sumedha Pai Krishna Racharana. One who is intelligent, he will worship Krishna. Srila Prabhupada would often quote this verse, Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishna Sangopangashtra Parshadam Yagya Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasha. That one who is Sumedasha, Sumedasha means one who has got good brain substance, one who is intelligent, he will worship Krishna by chanting the holy name. He worship the Supreme Lord who is come in the form of Lord Gauranga. Krishna Varnam means he is describing Krishna, but Tvisha a Krishna. His complexion is not Krishna, is not blackish, but is golden complexion. This particular verse is pointing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tvisha a Krishna and Sango Pangashtra Parshadam. The Lord is surrounded with his Parshad. That is, Parshad is Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas Thakur. They are always with Lord Chaitanya and they are helping him in this mission. Sango Pangashtra Parshadam. Yagya Sankirtana Praya. The Yagya for this age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name. Because in other ages, one could perform different processes. Like in Satyuga, one engages in Dhyan, meditation. But now if we ask devotees to come here and do Dhyan, especially Sunday afternoon, they'll have good Dhyan and everybody will get up after 1 hour. Very difficult to perform Dhyan. Even during lecture, sometimes we go into Dhyan, we fall asleep. The process of Dhyan is not recommended. And the second is the process of Yajna in Treta Yuga, you know, offering ghee in oblations. Hardly we have ghee for prasadam, you know, pure ghee. What to speak of Yajna? If you start doing Yajnas, people will call the ambulance, you know, fire brigade in your building, smoke. So, this process is not recommended. And in Dwapar Yuga, people would big temples. We can have some temples like this beautiful temple. But it's not practical. People have hardly 2 bedrooms or 1 bedroom. And so you can have a small temple, but it's very difficult to have elaborate worship. But chanting of the holy name is so easy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the name and the named, the person Krishna and the name Krishna, both are merciful. But the name is more merciful because the name can be uttered anywhere and everywhere. There are no hard and fast rules. That we'll see in the next verse. So the name of Krishna is so merciful. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As soon as one chants the holy name, Krishna is present. That is the mercy. Further, Lord Chaitanya explains, Nama Sankirtan Haite Sarva Anarthanash. Now he's explaining what is the effect of chanting. Sarva anarthanash. He's explaining in the beginning, there are many unwanted habits. There are material desires. Lust, greed, anger, illusion. All of these anarthas are removed just by chanting the holy name. Sarva Shubh Udaye. Everything becomes very auspicious. Sarva Shubha. Everything becomes very mangal. Very auspicious. Krishna Premera Ullas. And it initiates the flow of waves of love of God. And then Lord Chaitanya, after speaking these two verses, then he composes the first verse, which you can say along with me. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam budhi vardhanam pratipadan purnamritasvadanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Verse by verse. The translation of this Prabhupada gives is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. The chitta, the heart, is compared to a mirror. Mirror is useful, but if the mirror is covered by dust, it will not be able to reflect properly. The mirror of the heart is covered by the dust of material desires. So Lord Chaitanya explains that this process of chanting is Cheto Darpana Marjanam, that the heart is cleansed of all the anarthas. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Bhava Mahadavagni means this fire, this blazing fire of material world. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidevik. Three kinds of mitris. Adhyatmik means mitris caused by one's own body and mind. One of the prominent diseases in this century is mental diseases. There is adhidevik, earthquake, tornadoes, tsunami, waves. They call it tsunami, it should be kunami actually. It's not very good. So many people killed in Japan. So these are all the threefold mitris. And there is adhibhautik. Adhibhautik means misery is caused by other living entities. Sometimes mosquitoes biting. You may say all out, but they are all in. Sometimes we say good night, but they say good morning. That's one of the miseries. I was speaking in one lecture in a college that there are three kinds of miseries. And I explained these three. And one student raised his hand and said, fourth one. Adhi examinik, you know. Examination is a kind of misery also. Not only for the children, for the very young children, for the parents also. So these miseries of material existence is compared to a fire. There is no solution to a forest fire. Forest fire cannot be extinguished by, you know, Bombay fire brigades. Only rainfall. When there is abundant rainfall, then the forest fire is extinguished. So this Krishna Katha, the chanting of the holy name and hearing about Krishna is like constant downpour of rainfall of Krishna's mercy. And by that powerful chanting of the holy name, the miseries of material existence become vanquished. There's no other way. So that's the Lord Chaitanya says, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. We sing in the morning this prayer, Sansara Dava Nalalidha Lokan. This material world is a blazing fire. And the mercy of Sri Guru, that can extinguish that blazing fire. And what is that mercy? The mercy of Guru is the holy name and the message of Bhagavatam that extinguishes this blazing fire and makes one realize our constitutional position. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam. The chanting is compared to the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. That's waxing moon and waning moon. Waxing moons means from Amavasya to Purnima, and the moon is gradually increasing in size. The chanting process is ever increasing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. Material life is dukkha mati vardhanam. But the process of chanting is waxing moon, Prabhupada says. And it spreads the white lotus of all good fortune. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. Actually, vidyavadu jivanam. Vidya means education. So chanting is the life of all education. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramanand Rai, what is the greatest education? This was in a place called Kovur on the bank of the river Godavari. Godavari starts from Nashik and goes all the way till Andhra Pradesh. So in one place near Rajamundri, Kovur, Lord Chaitanya was having discussion with Ramanand Rai. Interestingly, Ramanand Rai is Arjun in Krishna Leela and Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. So here, Krishna is asking questions and Arjun is replying. So Lord Chaitanya asked him, which is the greatest education? So nowadays people think best education is medical science or engineering science or business and or whatever brings good job and money, that is education. Right? But actually the highest education, according to Ramanand Rai, is Krishna consciousness. Devotional service. Raja Vidya. So here the chanting is described as Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. It is a Jivan. Life of all education is the holy name. Anandam Budhi Vardhanam. Ambudhi means ocean. So this chanting of the holy name expands the ocean. Generally the ocean is limited. Just like here we have the ocean, be few hundred meter away. If the ocean starts expanding, it may be very great trouble for us. Right? If the ocean just comes 1 or 2 kilometers, Hare Krishna. But the ocean of love of God is ever expanding. The nature of love of God is that it's ever expanding. The holy name is expanding, expanding, expanding. Never staying in one place. Never stagnant. Material life, if there is some pleasure, it is there in the beginning, but after some time it decreases. In economics, you have the law of diminishing returns. You know, you get something, it's like that got great value, new product, and gradually its value goes on decreasing, decreasing. But the holy name is ever increasing, it is dynamic. Actually, as one advances in spiritual life, one will get higher and higher taste in chanting the holy name, if one is chanting attentively and without offenses. Otherwise, if one is not attentive and not careful to avoid offenses, then one may lose taste. In a very nice lecture, one very senior devotee was explaining that the name of God should be chanted with faith and attention and humility. There's one story Chachinandan Maharaj explains in his book that once one guru was telling his disciple that you chant the holy name, chant Hare Krishna, this is the highest thing. The disciple said, you are telling me to chant the holy name, but I find everybody is chanting Hare Krishna, but there does not seem to be any effect. You know, find the washerman, he is chanting Hare Krishna. Somebody is driving a rickshaw, he is chanting, and some children are chanting, but doesn't seem to have effect. What is wrong? So the guru told him, this is a diamond. Please take this diamond and give it to these personalities and then ask them, how will they use it? So he took the diamond and he brought it to the washerman, the dhobi. He said, here is the diamond. How would you like to use it? Oh, very nice. I will use it for washing my clothes. Need something heavy. So this devotee understood that this is not the best way to use it. And he went to one person who was simply repairing a rickshaw. He said, oh, I will use it. For what? For balancing my wheel. Then he went to some children and offered it. Children said, this is good for playing. Finally he went to a jeweler, a person who has value, knows what is the value of gold and diamond, and he said, oh, this is very valuable, it costs several lakhs of rupees. Then he came back to his teacher and the teacher asked him what was the response. So he explained the different incidents and then the teacher explained to him, see, one may be chanting the holy name, but in order to get the full effect, one must chant with faith. With that faith that this is Krishna. I am associating with the Supreme Lord. It's Krishna, God. Hare means Radharani and Krishna means Krishna. It's Krishna is appearing. It requires a leap of faith because we cannot see God, but we can hear sound vibration. Golokera Premadana Hari Nama Sankirtan. The holy name is descending from the spiritual world. Chila Gaur Govind Maharaj tells another nice story. He explains that two ladies, they went to attend a satsang program. Mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, there are many pastimes which take place at home. Some of you may know. This is common. So your mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, they both went. And they had to cross a river. And as they were crossing the river was very shallow, very easy to cross. They crossed the river and they met this sadhu who was speaking about the holy name. He was explaining that the holy name is so powerful. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, bhai re, hari name aniya che, goranga nitai re. My dear friends, chant the name of Hari, chant the name of Hari. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda have come to give the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So he was encouraging them. He was explaining that the material world is like an ocean, and by chanting the holy name, the ocean becomes like the hoof print of a calf. You can cross it very easily. So they heard this pravachan. Then they came back in the evening and they had to again cross the river. By now the river was very deep. It had rained a lot. You could not just cross easily. The daughter-in-law, she just chanted Hari, Hari, Hari and just had faith that the name of Hari is Savior. So she just crossed. Just walked through. And the mother-in-law was crying, "Oh, how shall I cross this river? Please help me." The daughter-in-law said, "You heard in the lecture that you should simply chant Hari, Hari." The mother-in-law said, "This is in the lecture, but it doesn't work like this. I don't have faith." So both were hearing, but there was difference in the faith. One has to hear with faith. Adau Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha. Sanshayatma Vinashyati, one is of a doubtful character, he is destroyed. One has to have faith in the name of God, in the holy people who gave the holy name, and in the Shastras. So once you chant with faith and attention, attention means complete absorption. One should be absorbed that Krishna is appearing. Krishna is appearing. Once you chant with humility. We have the example of Haridas Thakur. He is the perfection of the chanting of the holy name. And he was chanting 192 rounds every day. And he was tested. The local Nawab, he threatened him that if you chant the holy name, you will be punished. But Haridas Thakur was determined. Khanda khanda hai deha yadi jai pran. Even if my body is cut to pieces, I will not give up chanting of the holy name. The Nawab was so cruel, he actually punished him in 22 marketplaces. He was dragged and beaten brutally. And Haridas Thakur was remembering Krishna. We cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, not even in 1,000 lifetimes. But certainly we can derive inspiration. When the Lord sent his chakra to punish the offenders, the chakra came to kill the people who were beating Haridas, Haridas Thakur simply stopped the chakra. He said, No. I can tolerate my own misery, but I cannot see them being punished. Today, Srila Radhanath Maharaj was speaking so beautifully on this point in the morning Bhagavatam class, that how a devotee is one who is concerned about others' miseries. He takes the miseries of others as his own misery. He is para-dukha-dukhi. Material world people are para-sukha-dukhi. They see others getting more, they become miserable. But Maharaj is explaining para-dukha-dukhi. We have the example of Vasudev Datta, very great devotee, Lord Chaitanya's associate. Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Vasudev, I'll fulfill your desire. What do you want?" Vasudev Datta said, "It breaks my heart to see so many living beings suffer. If you actually want to give me, please give me the benediction that all living beings may go back home, back to Godhead, all over the universe. And if you feel they are very sinful, please transfer their sinful reactions to me. I am willing to go to hell forever. What a prayer. You have never heard in religious history anybody praying like this. Prabhupada explained, Lord Jesus Christ also prayed, but he prayed for his followers, the Christians. But Vasudev Das compassion is millions of times more than that of Lord of Jesus Christ also. He said, transfer the sins of everybody, not only Vaishnavas, Avaishnavas, Hindus, Muslims, animals, human beings, demigods, cockroaches, mosquitoes, animals, Gandharvas, transfer their sins to me. Then a person like me would say, okay, my dear Lord, please take me back to Godhead. My sins you can distribute to others. We are selfish. At least I can never even imagine praying like this. A maximum we may pray for somebody who is very good friends with us, somebody from the same temple, somebody from the same house. Okay, pray for him also. But to pray for somebody who offends you, somebody who is trying to kill you, like Haridas Thakur, to pray for such a person, it requires very noble character. It's unparalleled. Lord Chaitanya was so happy, he told Vasudev, do not worry, your desire will be fulfilled. Everybody will go back to Godhead. And you will not have to go to hell also. Just that prayers. You see Prabhupada in his Jaladuta prayers, how deep he is praying. He said, this is Ugra Karma, people are engaged in Ugra Karma. People are suffering. How will they be delivered? That is the meditation of great souls. Today morning, Radhanath Maharaj was explaining two kinds of things. One, he was saying how a devotee is miserable to see others' misery, and then he is happy because of his connection with Krishna. Then, simultaneously. He is worried about others. Shoche Vimukha. Prahlad Maharaj says, I am worried about others. As for myself, Tvadvire Gayana Mahamagna Chitta. I am happy wherever I am. For a devotee, it doesn't matter actually whether heaven or hell, Bombay or Delhi, expansions of hell, not much, or whether Vaikuntha or Patala. Yesterday Radhanath Maharaj was telling in the Jagannath lecture, Jafra the Jagannath Rath Yatra, that how Prabhupada was in New York and he passed through some area which was very filthy, very dirty, and Prabhupada said, this is Vrindavan. Prabhupada was seeing Vrindavan, even in the most hellish situation. Because everything is a matter of perception. If your eyes are having love of God, you see Radha and Krishna everywhere, so you see Vrindavan everywhere. It's like somebody likes Rasgullas. Anything white he sees, he remembers Rasgullas. You know, that's natural. So a devotee, he just sees Krishna. He sees Krishna. Haridas Thakur was seeing that even those who are beating me, they are also part and parcel of Krishna. He was not offended. Lord's chakra could not move forward. The Sudarshan chakra went back. Because the mercy of a devotee is more powerful than the wrath of God. God, Krishna wanted to kill them, but the devotee protected. But on the other hand, if you offend a devotee, you have no hope. You know, Durvasa Muni's story. Durvasa Muni, Ambarish Maharaj, was fasting Ekadashi and Durvasa Muni came. Durvasa Muni is famous for many beautiful stories, So Durvasa Muni came and Ambarish Maharaj welcomed him and wanted to offer him some prasad. So Durvasa Muni went to take bath. Meanwhile, Ambarish Maharaj had to break the fast. Dwadashi was fasting for a year. If you don't break the fast at a certain time, then the process is not complete. So he asked the advice of some Brahmins and they said, you can drink some water, no problem. So he drank some water. And Durvasa Muni came, by his mystic power he could understand. He was so angry. He just took off a hair from his shikha and just threw it on the ground and created a fiery demon to kill Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj did not even retaliate. He didn't even say, oh Gopinath, Krishna, please save me, please save me. He was just, Marobi Rakhobi Jo Ichha Tohar Nitya Dasa Prati Tuva Adhikar. My dear Lord, whether you want to kill me or you want to protect me, I am completely dependent on you. A devotee is always dependent on Krishna. To the degree we depend on Krishna, to that degree we receive the merciful protection of Krishna. To the degree we depend on ourselves, to that degree we deprive ourselves of the merciful protection of Krishna. So Durvasa Muni, Amrish Maharaj was just silent. He didn't protest also. Krishna is, in the fire also Krishna is there. If Krishna wants me to be burned, that's all right. Like Prahlad, he was not disturbed. But Lord Krishna protected. He just sent his chakra to kill the fairy demon and the chakra ran after Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni went all the way Brahma Loka completely on his inter-universal flight. He went all the way till Vaikuntha. And even Lord Narayan could not help him. Lord Narayan said, Aham hi bhakta paradhino. I am paradhin. I am subordinate to my devotees. This is the nature of love. It's not that Krishna is just saying it to make some sentence. Actually, this is Krishna's nature. He is subordinate. He becomes the chariot driver of Arjuna. He becomes bound by Radharani's love. He bows down at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That is love. The love conquers the beloved. Krishna becomes conquered. He is Ajita. He is Ajita, but he is conquered by one who has love. And you get that love by sthane sthita shruti gatan tanuvan manobhir, by hearing about Krishna. The one who engages in the process of hearing about Krishna submissively from bona fide authorities, he conquers Krishna. The Lord says, I cannot help you. Ahami bhakta paradhino. I am subordinate. My devotees, they do not know anything else except me, and I do not know anything else except them. This is reciprocation. To get love for Krishna, one has to be focused. The Bible says, love God with all your heart and all your soul, not 50% heart, 25% soul. Complete. Sarva dharman parityajya. Of course, if you give Krishna anything, Krishna is happy. But if you want to please Krishna, then yad karoshi yad ashnusi yad. I was talking to one student last month, and then I was telling in this college that give everything for Krishna. It was in a university in Singapore. And that devotee said, not devotee, a student, he said, this is too much. Your God is asking for everything. We should give something. But why everything? But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he gives the explanation that just like by watering the root of the tree, all parts are nourished. So by serving Krishna, everybody is satisfied. Just by pleasing Krishna. If you please Krishna, then you satisfy everybody. The Lord told him, I cannot help you. You have to go back to Amrish Maharaj. And he went back to Amrish Maharaj and begged forgiveness. And Amrish Maharaj forgave him. So this is a devotee's consciousness. He is completely dependent on Krishna. Finally, when Lord Chaitanya saw that Haridas Thakur's life was in danger, he covered the body of Haridas Thakur with his own body. So Haridas Thakur was being beaten. The marks came on Lord Chaitanya's body, which he revealed many, many years later. So, a devotee's nature is one of tolerance and humility. And Lord Chaitanya, he further explains in the next verse, Sankirtan haite papa sansara nashan chitta shuddhi sarva bhakti sadhana udgam. Here he describes two effects of chanting. One is chitta shuddhi, cleansing of the heart, sarva bhakti sadhana udgam, and awakening varieties of devotional service. There are different varieties of devotional service and they all become awakened by chanting Hare Krishna. See, all the 9 process of devotional service, they are dependent on the process of chanting. One day Lord Chaitanya was in Puri and Sarabham Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya went to his home. Earlier he was Mayavadi, but by the influence of Lord Chaitanya he became a great devotee. So Lord Chaitanya went to his home early in the morning and knocked. Sarabham Bhattacharya got up. Immediately he said, Krishna, Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was so happy that he remembered Krishna. Lord Chaitanya brought some Mahaprasad And as soon as he brought the Mahaprasad, Sarvam Bhattacharya honored it. He ate it. Now, generally, you know, when you get up, you're supposed to wash your mouth, take bath, and then eat. And he was coming from a very high-class Brahman family. Lord Chaitanya asked him, Sarvabhauma, what are you doing? He immediately tasted without taking bath. Sarvam Bhattacharya quoted from the Shastras that the Mahaprasad should be honored immediately. There's only one rule, and the rule is no rule. Immediately accept. And then because he said the name Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He said, now my mission is successful because Sarvam Bhattacharya has developed faith in the Mahaprasad of the Lord. After some time, Sarvam Bhattacharya asked another question. He asked Lord Chaitanya that among all the varieties of devotional service, there are 64 kinds of devotional service, which is the most important? And Lord Chaitanya explained, the most important is to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But in order for the chanting to have effect, one should avoid the offenses. And one should, just like we recite the 10 offenses, one should avoid those 10 offenses. And in addition, one should pray for the mercy of Panchatattva, Gaur Nitai. Because by their mercy, all offenses are forgiven. Lord Chaitanya further explains, by chanting the holy name, love of God becomes awakened. And then he still composed the second verse. Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalah etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva medrisham iha janina nuragah. Interestingly, this verse translation by Prabhupada is different from the one which we usually say. Generally we say, my dear Lord, you have many names. And but here the translation is, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name, there is all good fortune for the living entity. And therefore you have many holy names like Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. The holy name is expansion of Krishna, not different from Krishna. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. There are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy name, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses when I am chanting, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chant. This is a different translation than what we usually say. Because here Prabhupada highlights the fact that I am not able to taste the holy name because I have offenses. The first point mentioned in this verse is that all the energies of the Lord are invested in the holy name. I mean, the holy name is complete in itself. All the energies. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains that by sincere chanting of the holy name, Nama, the Rupa, and then the Guna and the Leela, that is the name, the pastimes, and the qualities of the Lord become awakened in the heart of the sadhaka, in the heart of the devotee. So, no other process is needed. Simply by chanting the holy name, one can achieve the highest perfection of life. In order to avoid offenses, two things are mentioned. One is to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Bolinath. Oh, name aparade vicharto nai. By chanting Gauranga Nityananda's name, offenses are forgiven. And second is to constantly chant. Prabhupada says, by constantly chanting the holy name, all offenses are removed. There's a story in Jagannath Puri, there's one small boy whose name was Gopal. And this boy was very much attached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was constantly chanting Hare Krishna. His tongue was always difficult to control, the tongue. Just like we have difficulty chanting, he could not control. One day he had to go to the toilet, and Lord Chaitanya was just holding his tongue because he didn't want to chant in this dirty place. But his tongue was like going, and he was controlling the tongue somehow or other. This little boy, Gopal, he saw the Lord and asked, my dear Lord, why are you stopping the chanting process? Why are you holding the tongue? Lord Chaitanya said that because this is not a good place, it's a dirty place. Gopal said, what if death comes at that place? Lord Chaitanya was very happy. He says, okay, I will not stop chanting. From today, you are my guru. And Lord Chaitanya called him Gopal Guru. He's a great devotee in one of the Vaishnava Sampradayas. In other words, chanting has to be constant because we do not know when death will come. Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days notice, but we don't have even 7 minutes notice. We are planning after the lecture, we'll take prasad, then we'll go somewhere. But actually death can come any time. A devotee should be conscious. And whatever we think of at the time of death, that is the next destination. So if you are chanting Hare Krishna, thinking of Krishna, you'll go back to Krishna. Or if you're just thinking of Rasgulla, you may take birth in a Bengali family. Think of pizza, you may go to Italy. You can choose your destination. You may say, I will decide at the time of death. But we don't know what the time of death is. I'm not against Rasgulla. I also like Rasgullas. But we have to love Krishna more than Rasgulla. We have to love Krishna more than anybody else. Then we can get Krishna prema. To love Krishna. To take shelter of Krishna. See, Bharat Maharaj was a very advanced devotee. Bharat Maharaj left home and went to the Himalayas, he went to Nepal, the Gandaki river. And he was chanting constantly. Prabhupada says actually he was on bhava level. Tears were coming out when he was chanting the holy name. And then the story of how the deer, the mother deer gave birth to the baby, and the baby deer was just alone. And Bharat Maharaj was thinking, oh, this poor deer, nobody to take care. He brought the deer with him, taking care of the deer. During Mangal Arati deer, during chanting deer, my dear deer, all the time deer. And then he became a deer. He died thinking of the deer. Now in Chaitanya Leela, there is Shivanand Sen was taking care of the dog also. But he was very careful. He was with devotees. Bharat Maharaj was all alone. So he became a deer in the next life. So whatever you think of, that is the destination. So Lord Chaitanya mentions here that, my dear Lord, I have no attachment for the holy name. And one nice verse, very beautiful verse. Khaite shuite yatha tatha naam lay, kala desha niyam nahi sarva siddhi hai. This is the best verse among the purports. This is a purport given by Lord Chaitanya himself. Lord Chaitanya is composing the verse, then he is giving 2-3 purports. So this purport is, Khaite shuite. Khaite means while eating. Shuite means while sleeping. One who chants the holy name all the time, Khaite shuite, all the time, regardless of time, he can attain all perfection. Perfection means to go back to Godhead. And that is possible for one who constantly chants, Khaite, Shuite, Boshite, while sitting, eating, walking, talking, even while riding in a bus or in a train, in the back of the mind, even if you cannot physically chant, in the mind we should be remembering Radha Gopinath and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains how to chant the holy name. Trinadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Now this verse, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, is the most important verse for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Navadvip, one day he called his close associates and he said, Urdhva Bahu Kari. He said, I raise my arms and declare that you should put this verse around your neck like a kanthi mala. This verse should be in the neck, means it should always be remembered. And what is that verse? Trinadapi Sunichen. Many, many years back, as you know, Srila Prabhupada was having a pharmacy store in Prayag, Allahabad. And he was selling medicines. And he told one of his friends that, I have one medicine. Which can cure all ailments, all diseases. And when time comes, I will distribute that medicine in the whole world. Prabhupada was knowing that, Krishna has some plan. So he told the medicine is Hare Krishna mantra. But then he said, that you have to take one tonic with that medicine. You have to take something else just for that medicine to work. And what was that? Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanena manadena kirtanis. That you cannot chant the holy name without this most important verse. So easy to say, but a challenge to practice. And Lord Chaitanya elaborates what this means. In the next line he says, Trinadapi sunichena, one who thinks himself to be lower than a blade of grass. Uttama hai apanera mane trin adham. He is uttama. He is very exalted. But apane mane trinasam. Thinks himself lower than a blade of grass. It's like we walk on the blade of grass, you know. So grass does not protest. Some people may just walk on the grass, some may pass, you know, you may do dirty things on the grass. The grass never files a complaint, you know. Why did you do this on me? Just tolerates. So thinking oneself lower than a straw in the stream. The example of that is Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was so humble. He explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana came running. Now there were two ways to come. One was a very cool area which was coming near the Jagannath temple. And the other was through the sandy beach. And this was the month of June and July. You know, in Jagannath Puri, it's very hot during that season. You just can't walk. You have to run or dance because you just can't put your feet. It blisters. So Sanatana Goswami had the choice. And he did not come by the cool, shady way, but he came by the way which was very hot. There were blisters on his feet. Actually, his feet got burned. And when he reached there, Govinda said, "This is Mahaprasad Lord Chaitanya has given for you." Lord Chaitanya, he asked Sanatana, "Which path did you take? By which way did you come?" And Sanatana said, "I came by the way of the sandy beach." "Oh, why did you not come by the Jagannath Sinha Dwar? That way was very cool and comfortable." Sanatana very humbly replied, "I am so contaminated, I am so sinful, that if the pujaris of Lord Jagannath, if they would have accidentally touched me, or even they would have seen me, they would have become contaminated and they would not be in a position to do their services. That's why I thought I should come by the sandy beach." Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He said, "Tumi hoye jagat pavan, toma dekhe sparshe deva muni gan." Devata, the demigods, muni, the sages, rishis, they also worship you. But you are so humble. Uttam hai adhamakori mane. The sign of a devotee is, although he is most exalted, he thinks himself to be the lowest. Material world, people are lowest, they think themselves exalted. Spiritual world, as you advance, you think yourself lowest. Gopir bhartur pada kamalayor das das dasan. Today morning, Radhanath Maharaj was answering one nice question by Dwarkadish Prabhu. And then he was explaining in that answer, that how when you chant the holy name, the intentions are very important. That one question at the end was very good and the answer was also very good. I would recommend you to listen. He was explaining, it's not just you just get things done, okay, my 16 rounds are over, I am liberated from chanting. You know, but it's the intention. So Maharaj is explaining that the devotee should chant in the mood of servant of the servant, das dasanu das. Material world is bossanu boss. You know, everybody wants to be superior. So it's not simply chanting mechanically, but the mood. The mood which Sanatana Goswami had. Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He told him that you are tumi hai jagat pavan. You are fit to purify the whole world. Tathapi maryada rakshan. You have kept the etiquette. At that time the etiquette was, Sanatana Goswami was not allowed inside the Jagannath temple. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur. So they did not break the etiquette, they just respected it. And they just maintained a humble attitude. Sanatana Goswami is the epitome of all humility. Even Haridas Thakur, when Lord Chaitanya was honoring Prasad and he said, "Call Haridas, where is Haridas?" Haridas said, "I am so low, degraded, I cannot take with you, I will take afterwards, I am not qualified." Sometimes Lord Chaitanya was coming and Haridas was so humble, he would offer obeisances from half a kilometer away. He would think, I am not so qualified to come near the Lord. When Rupa and Sanatan met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ramkeli, for the first time, they offered obeisances from a distance. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he met Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was offering obeisances from a distance. He was thinking, I am not qualified. The way to approach God is really mysterious. It's not like material world, you know, it's like a rat race. Whoever goes fast reaches. But in spirituality, to approach God, God is the highest. If you want the highest, you have to think yourself lowest. Because you see, positive and positive, they do not attract each other. But positive and negative, they will attract. So God is highest, and if you want to be highest, then you will be far away from God is highest, and you take the lowest position, then like North Pole and South Pole, you will be attracted. But if you think I am great, God is already the greatest, so there is no room for you. But if you become the lowest, then the highest will pull you up to His lotus feet. We cannot approach God actually. We can just cry to God and God pulls us up. Krishna just pulls us up. Tesham aham samudharta mrityu sansara sagar. That's why we see sometimes the people who are most sinful, they get mercy faster sometimes. In Navadvip, the Brahman, the Chakravartis and Mishras, they did not get mercy. But Jagai Madai, they got first rank. They got most mercy. Somehow or other, one has to attract the mercy of the Lord. Today morning, Radhanath Maharaj was explaining that it's the mercy of the Lord which purifies a person, not the rituals, not the sadhana. Sadhana has to be done. Sadhana is like knocking. I knock 16 times. But the owner may not open 160 times also. You cannot say, Prabhuji, I knocked 160 times, you didn't open. He knocked only 32 times and you opened. That is his house. It's not written law. So God's mercy knows no law. The only law is that it's causeless. It becomes available to one who seeks with a genuine heart. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj explains that beggar's heart. We have to beg Radharani and Gopinath to the spiritual master. Amito Kangal, I don't have anything, penniless. Please give me your mercy. Karuna na haile kandiya kandiya pranana rakhi bayar. If I do not get your mercy, Gurudev, I will not be able to maintain my life. Please be kind to me. Please give mercy. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu daya kore mor. Tuma bina ke dayalu jagat sansar. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. Mosama patita prabhu na pai bayar. Your avatar is to elevate the most degraded, and there is nobody more degraded than me. If you think, my dear Lord, you know, I am very advanced. Besides, I get up early in the morning for Mangalarti. I have chanted 16 rounds for 25 years. So please, you better give me mercy as per your laws. So you will not get mercy. If you say, my dear Lord, I am fallen, but not as fallen, he is most fallen, I am number two. So then also you will not get mercy. You have to pray, Krishna, I am actually very fallen. That's the secret. So Lord Chaitanya is saying that adham, apan adham mani. And then second point he said, taru sama sahishnuta. Taru means tree. The tree, when it is cut down, it does not protest. When the tree is cut, it does not protest. You see, sometimes in villages there are very thick trees. It takes several days to cut the tree. So some part of the tree is cut, and then the person who is cutting the tree, he eats the fruit from that same tree. Then he takes rest under that tree. And then again he gets up and cuts the tree. The tree does not protest. Oh, you are cutting me? Why shall I, you know, give you my fruits? The tree is tolerant. It's tolerant, yes. And you have to become more tolerant than a tree. A tree represents giving shelter to others. Scorching heat, rainfall, everything is tolerated by the tree so that the person under the trees receives the benefit. Like Sadhu, like Srila Prabhupada, the great devotees, they take inconveniences and difficulties to help others become Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada explains that one can judge the greatness of a person by his ability to tolerate provoking situations, you know. How we can tolerate? Like Rantidev, another great devotee. Rantidev was a king. He was fasting for 48 days, Nirjal Ekadashi. Nirjal, not Ekadashi, 48 Nirjal days. That means very long, like today's 8th March, so 8th March to end of February. Can you imagine? Just fasting. And after fasting for so many days, he was just about to break his fast. You know how eager we are when Dwadashi is there, especially after Nirjal Ekadashi. Ne? I remember 1 year back, I was in Vrindavan for breaking the fast. And the fast breaking time was 5:22. You know, so I was observing in the watch, you know. Here it was 5:30, so I thought Vrindavan is a little less, 5:22. And we were just, as we were all waiting, you know, thinking, you know, when will the time come, you know, so eager. But then I was about, and it was 5:22, and we were just about to drink some water, and somebody said, Prabhu, this watch is 10 minutes fast. So he came, okay, control yourself. But Rantidev was fasting for 48 days. And then he was about to eat and some Brahman came, Maharaji, I am hungry, give me some food. He gave half of his food. Then he was about to eat the other half and one Chandal came. Chandal means very low. I am hungry. So he gave that. Then he had nothing to eat. Just some water. And he was about to drink the water and one person came and said, my dogs are thirsty. There are a pack of dogs, many dogs. So Rantidev could have said, you know, they are your dogs, not my dogs, you know. I am not HOD of dogs here, you know. This is your business, why? Let me just... He gave all the water. It's not that he gave half and kept. You know, generally we have something extra, you know. We take what we need and extra, we say, oh, please, it's for you, you know. I am very generous. Because I could not digest, so please you take this, you know. But the real thing is, if I have very little, and to give that for the others, like you find Radhanath Maharaj's dealings with Ghanshyam Baba in his book, you know, how he was giving rotis to each other, you know. That is love. Love means sacrifice. Anybody can say, I love God, but real love means sacrifice. So, Rantidev, he gave away his water, and then he recited one verse. He said, I do not pray to go to the heavenly planets or to go to Vaikuntha. I do not want liberation. Birth after birth, I want to accept sufferings to alleviate the sufferings of others. I want to suffer to help others, to mitigate the sufferings of others. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that this is Vaishnava. Prabhupada quotes the prayer of Vasudev Datta, who also prayed similarly. Let all living beings go back to God. Compassion is a sign of religion. Otherwise, without compassion and without sacrifice, a show of religion or a form of religion without substance. Of course, we may not have these qualities. Honestly, I am not having any of these qualities. But as you go on chanting and being in the association of devotees, someday you will get these qualities. Someday Krishna will bestow His mercy. So we can chant purely, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the fourth verse. Na dhanam, na janam, na tundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani, janmani ishvare, bhavatad bhakti rahe tuki tvai. I do not want material wealth, materialistic follower, beautiful wife, fruitive activities. All I want, my dear Lord, is unmotivated devotional service. Birth after birth, I want to serve. So this is very important. This verse is commented by Bhakti Vinod Thakur in a song where he says, Prabhu tava pada yuge mora nivedana nahi mage deha sukha vidya dhana jana. Prabhu tava pada yuge. My dear Lord, at your lotus feet, I have a prayer. Mora nivedan. Nahi mage deha suk. I don't want bodily pleasure. Vidya, wealth, or jan. Nahi mage swarga. I do not want heavenly planets. I do not want moksha. What do I want? I just want to serve you. I want to glorify you. I want to chant your name, sing your pastimes, serve your devotees. Serving devotees is higher than going to Vaikuntha. The choice between going to Vaikuntha or Goloka and serving devotees in hell, better to be in hell and be with devotees, because that is actual Vaikuntha. Or even if it is serving conditioned souls by giving Krishna consciousness, that is real Anand. Like Srila Prabhupada said, this is the opulence of the material world, that you have the opportunity to preach. Just telling to Bhavananda Prabhu, this is Bhavananda, material world. The Ananda of preaching, giving Krishna consciousness. The devotee doesn't want wealth, beautiful woman, opposition, association with the opposite sex. He just wants to serve Krishna, birth after birth. He doesn't want liberation also. He just wants to serve. This material world, it is impossible to think, ne? Do you find somebody going for a job and the person applying for a job and the person asks him, how much do you expect salary? No salary, I want to serve you birth after birth. Must be a crazy person. But here we see devotees who come to the temple, stay in brahmachari ashram, grihastha ashram also, they do deity worship and or preach or manage or distribute books. This marathon, so many all over the world, millions of books distributed. And no material reward. It's not that every book you get some 10 rupees. No. Devotees do service just out of love for Krishna. It's a labor of love. It's a pleasure to serve Krishna. Tomara sevate jayite dukha seito paramasukha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, whatever difficulties I have to undergo in your service, that is the greatest pleasure. And then Lord Chaitanya composes the next verse. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pankaja sita dhuli sadrisham vichintyaya. Ai nanda tanuja. Ai means, oh, nanda tanuja, nanda nandan. But Krishna likes the names connected with his devotees. Nanda nandan, Yashoda nandan, Radhanath, Radhapati, Gopinath. If you address Krishna as Paramatma, Param Brahma, he's not so happy. It's not so, just like, if you know, if the person is a judge and he comes back home, in the court everybody calls him your honor, but if in the home his wife says your honor, the children call, you know, your majesty, not be very happy. So Krishna likes this name, Nandanandan, Gopinath, Brajajana Ranjana. Ai Nandat, Ai means, oh, like crying out, Patitam Mam Visham Bhavam Buddha, I am drowning, please take me out and give me shelter. We should chant with that crying out. Somebody is, suppose you are drowning in the ocean and you see a boat going about 1 kilometer away. How would you call? You are drowning and they say, Hari Bol. Please. If you like, you can come. Now you'll be in, oh, please help me, I'm in danger. The real world is drowning, we are drowning. We should have this understanding. Most of the time we don't know we are drowning. You should understand, I am drowning. And that mood should be there. Then if we have this mood, then we will not fall asleep during chanting. If you feel it, most of the time we fall asleep because we don't realize the urgency of the matter. You have to be very careful that I need that mercy. Krishna, I desperately need that mercy. I want to chant. I want to come closer to you. Just like Bilwa Mangal Thakur was very eager. You heard that story of that thief. Prabhupada tells the story. There was a thief who attended one Bhagavatam class. And he heard the beauty of Krishna. With Krishna wearing, you know, nice dress and some ornaments. So after the lecture, everybody went away for prasad. And this thief came and asked, oh, where is this Krishna? Where does he stay? And he found Vrindavan and he went to Vrindavan and he could actually find Krishna. That eagerness was there. Lauliam, greed. To get Krishna, all you need is greed. Just be greedy for Krishna. This material thing, suppose I say I am greedy for Mercedes, you don't get it. Ne? You go to the showroom and say, I want this Maruti car. You have to pay 4 lakhs. No, I don't have, I am just greedy. I say, okay, Hari Bol, good wishes. But Krishna is just available for greed. Even if you don't have any paisa. In fact, if you don't have anything, you are qualified. If you have more thing, you become disqualified. It's a reverse law. The less you have, the more likely to get Krishna. If you don't have anything, very easy to get Krishna. If you have too many things, then your palm is already filled with 30 things, so you cannot get Krishna. Tvam akinchana gochara. I don't want anything. I want Krishna. Na dhanam, na janam. Somebody says, dhanam, janam and Krishna. No, that doesn't work. So let's say Lord Chaitanya says, please pick me up. I have been suffering birth after birth. And then he recited the next verse. Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadgadarudaya gira pulaker nichitam vapukada tavanama grahena bhavishyati. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified, filling with tears that constantly glide down when I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter? And when will the hairs on my body stand up in ecstasy as I chant your holy name? These are signs of advanced devotee. For us, when the day will come when I will not fall asleep in japa, that is also a challenge. At least we should pray to Krishna, please let me be attentive. Let me hear. Srila Prabhupada writes in one letter to a devotee, the most important is try to hear every syllable. Sometimes we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rajdhani japa, you know. It's very fast, so it doesn't stop at all stations. So we should try to hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. With every beat, praying for Radha and Gopinath, please Krishna, take me out, I am your fallen servitor, please take me out, please give me shelter, Krishna. Like the desperation. Then Krishna will, like Draupadi, you know, when she was being insulted, you know, previously she was thinking my husband will help, Bhishma Dev will help, so Krishna did not appear. But when she threw up her arms and said, Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda, you are my only hope. In the Ramayana, Lord Ramachandra, he tells Sugriva and Hanuman, then Vibhishan wants to join the party and Sugriva is doubtful whether we should take him in his in the association of devotees or not. So they are doubtful. Sugriva says, we don't know, he has come from the other side, he is from Ravan's party. You know, he may go back to Ravan's party and report all about what we are doing. Lord Ramchandra says, Sugriva, why are you worried? I am so powerful that I can destroy the whole universe with one finger and then recreate it. Again create it. And it is my promise, Sakri Deva Prapanna Tavasmichi Yachate. One who says, my Lord, I am yours, I will never abandon him. Let us pray to Gopinath, I am yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. In this one day, 8 January 240, we are praying to Krishna. Krishna will remember. Even if once you have prayed, even if you fall down, Krishna will not abandon you. Krishna will not abandon. Lord Ram said, what to speak of Vibhishan? His brother Ravan also comes, I will not neglect him. I will accept him also. Unfortunately, Ravan Prabhu never came. Yeah. If Ravan would have come, he would have also received mercy. He had equal opportunity. Samoham Sarabhutesh. So this chanting should be with these prayers. Otherwise, personally, I have been chanting for at least 25 years. And almost 20 years went by without my even thinking whether I am chanting properly. But last 4-5 years back, I had some major operation. And then devotees told me this is a new life, you should take it seriously. And then I am working on my chanting, trying to improve. Far away from perfection, but at least I am realizing my shortcomings. The beginning of perfection is to realize one's mistakes. And such genuine repentance attracts the mercy of the Lord. When a devotee prays like that, I am drowning. Amara jivana sada paparat. Please Krishna, I am very sinful. Then you attract the mercy. Otherwise you can go on chanting mechanically. Maybe some result, but it will take very long. And now we come to the last two verses. Yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravrishayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. He says, my dear Lord, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment to be a yuga or a great millennium. Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain and I see the entire world as void. You see, when you love somebody, you cannot remain in separation. And you remember that person. And anything in connection with that person, that makes you feel happy. When you are in separation, Even a moment seems like yoga cycle. Right? Just like we are very hungry for prasad, you know, in the lecture, every minute of the lecture looks like 12 years, you know, feeling separation. Very soon I'll be ending. Or if something is very joyful, then the time goes very fast. If you are hearing some good kirtan for 1 hour, it looks like, oh, just few minutes. So here a devotee is feeling separation. The gopis, they were in that mood. When Krishna left Vrindavan, the gopis were crying constantly in separation. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya was in that mood. Sometimes when he could not see Lord Jagannath, he would go to Alalanath. In Alalanath, there is a stone on which Lord Chaitanya would lie down. And because of his ecstasy, the stone melted. If you go today, you can see that stone with marks of Lord Chaitanya's head and feet and hands. Separation. So the separation means a devotee feels that without Krishna, everything is vacant. What is the use of anything? We want Krishna. Krishna more than anything else. So this is the mood of Radharani. Radharani is saying this to Krishna. In my agitation, a day never ends. Every moment is like millennium. My eyes are like clouds in the rainy season, showering incessant water. Govinda virehna shuna haila tribhuvan, tushnale pade jena na jaye jivan. The three worlds have become void because of separation from Govinda. I feel I am burning in a slow fire. And then Lord Chaitanya comes to the last verse. Ashli seva padaratam pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato mat prananathastu sa evana paraha. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maid servant who has fallen at his lotus feet, and let him trample him, or break me broken hearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything because he is my worshipable Lord. So, this is the mood of Srimati Radharani and the gopis, that Krishna may sometimes be with them, sometimes he may leave them, but they cannot stop thinking of Krishna. They cannot stop thinking of Krishna. They cannot give up their attraction for Krishna. This loyalty to Krishna. One of the gopis is saying that if there is another gopi who wants to be with Krishna, whom Krishna likes more than me, then I will go to that gopi and become her maid servant so that Krishna will be happy to be with that gopi. There's a story from the Markandeya Puran, Prabhupada tells here, there was one Brahmana who was suffering from leprosy. He had very bad body disease. He had a very chaste wife, but then he was attached to a prostitute. When his wife came to know that he is more attached to the prostitute, she went to that prostitute and said, I will become your maid servant and you satisfy my husband. The Prabhupada tells this story. So when that leper saw the chastity of his wife, he was so moved. He said, now I will never go to this prostitute again. I will be faithful to my wife. So while he was coming with his wife back home, he touched the body of Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi was very upset. You leper, you have touched my body, I curse you. You will die as soon as the sun rises. So this lady who was very chaste, she was so chaste, she pleased Lord Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, and by pleasing them, they gave the benediction that her husband would not die or he would be brought back to life. In other words, a devotee should be like the chaste wife. Just like a chaste wife is serving the husband, a devotee should try to serve Krishna. Now Krishna may embrace me, means may give me material comforts, or he may appear before me, or he may trample me, completely neglect me, in spite of my chanting, in spite of my sadhana. He may not show results for 10 million births. Still, we will go on chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. I will conclude the lecture with one story from Chaitanya Bhagavat, which illustrates this point. There's one great devotee named Mukunda Datta. Lord Chaitanya was giving love of God to everybody. And Mukunda Datta was behind the curtain and Lord Chaitanya did not call him. When Srivas Thakur prayed to Lord, my dear Lord, please show mercy to Mukunda Datta, Lord Chaitanya said, no, I will never show him mercy. Because sometimes he would associate with those who were not Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya said, I will never show him mercy. And Mukunda was crying, was weeping, and he said to Srivas, please ask the Lord, will he ever show me mercy? And Lord Chaitanya said, tell him he will get my mercy after 10 million births. So when Mukunda heard this, he was very happy. He started dancing in ecstasy. Only 10 million births. I will get to see the Lord only after 10 million births. And Lord Chaitanya said, the devotees, bring him immediately. And the devotee said, Mukunda, Lord is calling you. He said, yes, yes, after 10 million births. He said, no, Lord wants to see you right now. So they carried him. And Lord Chaitanya told him, because you had faith in my instructions, in my promise, all your offenses are forgiven. I bless you that whenever I appear, you will appear with me. You will be my main singer and you will chant for my pleasure. When you will sing, the hearts of the devotees will melt. In this way you will always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we should keep these prayers of Lord Chaitanya in our mind when we take shelter of the holy name. We should pray to Radha Gopinath that we can chant in the mood of Trinadapi Sunichin, in the mood of helpless beggar. Let us spend few seconds praying to Radha Gopinath. We can chant according to these verses for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I think we don't have any time. Any questions, sir? I think it's already late. We'll have kirtan now. So, thank you very much. Pray for me also, so that we can all chant in this proper consciousness. Hare Krishna. Everybody can stand up for kirtans. Hare Krishna. Everybody can come forward.